Welcome to the Coder Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, I'm going to be giving a tip. So it's not going to be talking about a particular topic in terms of web-related. It's kind of a general life tip, and that's in regards to getting things done. And I'm going to be phrasing it all in the tech kind of way about getting some kind of task done as like a side project or something like that. So a lot of the time people have a problem getting things done. It's a widely known problem, but there is actually a really simple, easy way to get things done. Now, it's going to be quite a shock, so do prepare yourself. Make sure you're sitting down. You've just actually got to do it. So my advice is to say if you want to write a new website or something like that, where you're doing the coding part, just sit down at your computer or stand up at your standing desk, get on the computer and just do it. Now, you might be thinking, hey, Jamie, you're crazy. It doesn't work like that. It's not that easy. It's easier said than done. Well, actually, it's not. This is just you putting barriers in front of yourself and making it hard. Essentially, the biggest excuse that comes through, and yes, I'll say excuse, is that I don't have enough time. That's the biggest thing. I do not have enough time, which is not right. So to get around this, there's essentially two, at least is what I've found, is there's two ways to getting around this. So one, prioritizing time. This is a big one, and I really recommend people look into this. I'll describe that further. And then there's making time. Now, making time is one that I generally do, but let's run through those. So making time is probably the easiest option, just simply because there's no other real barriers, but we'll get into how that works with prioritizing time. So making time, what I generally do is look at the beginning of the day and the end of the day. So let's start with the end of the day. Okay, you've worked all day, you come home, you're doing all your things, it's about to go to bed. Let's say 9, 10 o'clock, just for an example. Well, making time is simple from here. If you want to work on your project, you know, stay up an extra half hour, 2 hours, whatever you like, whatever kind of time frame you want to give yourself. Stay up that extra time. You've just allowed, you've made time. So you can go to bed maybe at 11 or 12 or whatever you like. Now, the other side of the things, which I generally prefer, just simply is there's some benefits of doing it in the morning. Now, if you're not kind of getting up and doing some kind of physical activity in the morning, whether it be doing a quick little workout, going for a run, jog, walk, walking your animals like your dogs or something like that, I do recommend doing that because it does stuff with your brain and just kind of preps it and gets it ready for the day. It's kind of like a warm-up. It's been scientifically proven. I really highly recommend that. So what that does is once you've got that done, you can then go and start work on your side project or whatever you want to get done. So it doesn't have to be much. You can just get up an extra half hour early. It doesn't have to be huge. You know, instead of getting up at, say, you might get up at 7 o'clock, get up at 6 o'clock. Use some more of that time. You should be getting, hopefully, you're getting a decent amount of sleep, but adding an extra hour here or there really does help. You might not have to do this every day of the week. You might just do it 2 times a week, 3 times a week, just something. You're actually giving yourself some time or making some time there to be able to go in and slowly chip away at whatever you want to accomplish. So whether that be that side project or a task or something like that, it's learning a new skill. These small little time slots that you've just created really do add up over time. Like if you are doing it 5 times a week, that's a lot of time throughout a year. Even if after a month, you know, that's a lot of hours you've just put in. That's like 20 hours, boom, instantly, just by spending an extra hour a day. It's pretty amazing. So that's essentially the making of the time thing. I think that one works really well, and I recommend trying that first. Now, if you want to go a little bit further and you want to, you know, keep your current, you know, patterns of waking up at 7, going to bed at 10, right, you can do prioritizing time. Now, if you assess how you use your time throughout the day, you're definitely going to find areas where you're not using your time as well. So essentially you might be spending, let's say you're a gamer, you might spend an extra hour, 2 hours a day playing a game. So prioritizing time, you could actually just go, okay, I'm going to cut that gaming time in half and use half that time to work on my side project. Now, this is really handy because if you're doing some kind of activity that gives you a little bit like a reward, so, you know, we might be going to the gym or something like that, some kind of thing that makes you happy. If you slot in your your little to-do, your side project, whatever, in before that, you can use that activity that you get to do as like your leisure as a reward. So this is kind of giving yourself a reward to what you're actually doing. So it's kind of nice. It's kind of like sitting that carrot in front of you. So that's quite good. But the prioritizing thing means don't just cut random things out. Like say if you have to do accounting at the end of the day, make sure you do that first, of course. You know, you got to prioritize these things. Is your side project more important than accounting? No. Is your side project more important than doing a little bit of gaming or something like that? Yes. Then that way you can start to prioritize. You can maybe remove gaming for that day or 2 days a week, or maybe, yeah, as I said, cut a little bit of it in half or a quarter or something like that. Just giving you a little bit of time. To complete something, it doesn't need a whole heap of time. You can just do small little bits and just slowly chip away at it. You look at some of the very successful entrepreneurs. If you look at Elon Musk, when they were starting up, they were really, really working like insane. They were sleeping in the little, well, I don't think it even was an office, I think it was a room. They were just working constantly, sleep, work, barely going out. You look at Gary Vee, people ask him all the time, like, how does he get so much done? And he simply says he's doing double the work that you guys are doing. He's like, when you're sleeping, he's working. So some people might clock off at like 6 o'clock. He's actually working through till 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. They're simply just getting more done by making the time. And they're not just going, okay, that's it, that's my day done. They know what has to be done to get things done. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's just giving yourself that time. Anyway, that's essentially it. So just to recap, if you want to get stuff done, you just got to do it. And to help you facilitate that, you can either make time or prioritize your time. Those are the two keys. I'd love to know your thoughts, you know, what you do to get things done. Have you tried prioritizing time? Have you tried making time? I'd love to know how you kind of handle this. If you can send through an email to codacatchup@gmail.com, send a tweet through to @codacatchup, or even leave a comment on codacatchup.com. I do read all these messages, replies and favorites and things like that, so I really do appreciate that. And yeah, please send them in because I will respond to you. Anyway, that's essentially it. If you do love the podcast, please remember to like and rate, review, whatnot in iTunes or whatever system that you're using. And please do subscribe and tell your friends about it as well. Anyway, that's essentially it. I'll catch you the next episode.